Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These are familiar words. We find a text like this, I believe, in every year in the lectionary, and so we hear them to such a degree that they are well known. But things that are important should be heard over and over again. So we hear these words. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Which causes us to ask, well, how do we do that? What is our cross? Luther would remind us that this is up to God. It's not us to go and search for it. We do not need to look for a cross that suits us, one that sort of fits us well, one that we think would be important for us to be identified with. There are some who do that. It seems that every year in the news and paper about the and Good Friday, there are still places in the Philippines or Indonesia or some place perhaps in Mexico where someone decides it's time to be crucified. And yes, they will be nailed to a cross for several hours before, of course, they're then and taken down. I don't think this is what God had in mind. The cross that we are called to bear is one where we are forced to say to ourselves, no. Peter had good reason to object. Jesus was being seen as a great leader, a teacher of God's word and God's truth. Why would it be that this would be a good thing that he would be killed? Let's avoid this and keep on with the good work that you're doing. And Jesus reminds him that he has his mind on human things, not on the divine things, or not on God's way of doing things. In choosing our cross, it will be not our choice, but it will be given to us. Abraham. He would be an Abraham from this point on. When he finally saw the promise fulfilled in the birth of Isaac, might have thought from here on out, everything looks good. We would hope that the Christian life is filled with rich blessings and a nice leisurely walk along flower-strewn ways into the glory of in heaven. I will say this, there are plenty of blessings, and we should enjoy them. We should have our hearts and minds open to receive them as they come. I have to admit, Arletta and I are enjoying our drive into work on Sunday mornings now that you can see a few things in the increasing light of the morning as she comes south and I come north. There are times that it's beautiful, and on those days we simply give thanks. But there's more to it than this, and we know this. Abraham would be asked to sacrifice his son. And with deep pain, he said no to himself and took up a cross and followed. This is not a cross that is made of wood. It's not designed for a crucifixion. It isn't designed to be our death in order that God's life might reign. We've seen this in other ways. The prophets of Israel would have been happy to just ignore the whole thing and go back to being normal. But instead, they had been called to stand up and to proclaim, "Thus saith the Lord." Jeremiah is one who complained, "I've spent my entire life at this, God, and they still don't believe me." Yet this was his cross. There have been other crosses. Martin Luther King Jr. knew that there would be much that he would have to suffer. It would have been easier to just say, "I think I'll just stay in my little Baptist church and preach about nice things." But instead, he went into lunch counters and sat down, knowing that he would be abused. He would organize marches, knowing that, yes, there might be dogs and fire hoses and all kinds of things. And yes, he even lost his life. Dietrich Bonhoeffer had a nice and cushy university job and teaching at Union Theological Seminary. And when Hitler came to power, he knew that that was not the place that God was calling him to. So he too took up his cross and followed back to Germany to proclaim God's word there. This is what the cross looks like. I don't know what it's going to be for you, and I don't know what it's going to be for me. Sometimes our crosses are small and short, but they still become crosses, things that we deal with, struggles of relationships or health and questions of safety or economics. All kinds of things may come our way, but we are called to take up our cross and follow God's will, not our own. It is indeed a good thing that we do not know this ahead of time. If we did, we might just chicken out. But I can say this, that there are those who have indeed heard, and I hope that we have too. We are reminded even in this day and age that there are Christians in other parts of the world who literally are losing their life because they will not forsake the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a cross. And we as the church bear this cross together. The good news is that God knows this, and God will provide what is needed for us to pick up that cross and to walk in God's way, to walk with in Jesus in the way of discipleship, in order that God's work in the world might be done. Amen.